I'm Von Miller, and you're watching Broncos TV.
As the rest of the NFL settles in and gets ready for Sunday Night Football, Broncos hit the road and fly east to Detroit to face the Lions, trying to get their third win on this season, go two in a row on the road, and of course close out the month of September undefeated. Broncos-Lions on Sunday Night Football as this team takes its next step to forming its 2015 identity. Going to have to do it against a tough Detroit Lions team led by Matthew Stafford. The Broncos TV Live pregame show, we're going to get you ready, starts right now.
Caught, Sanders wide open to the 10, to the 5, touchdown Denver!
There's the first offensive touchdown of the season by the Broncos.
Quick throw, almost intercepted, it is intercepted by Keith Tlaib.
Throws to the end zone, Owen Daniels had it, actually ball was caught in the back of the end zone. Was that Virgil Green? It was Virgil Green. Throws one, he's got a touchdown! Touchdown Denver, Emmanuel Sanders! Jamal Charles, and he runs head first, and the ball is knocked free, and the ball is picked up. Penalty flag thrown. Bradley Roby picks up the fumble and scores. Are you kidding me?
Hi, everyone. Hope you had a tremendous weekend. Welcome to Ford Field with Phil Milani and Andrew Mason. I'm Chris Hall, Broncos TV Live pregame show in front of primetime Sunday Night Football on NBC. Guys, we've had a chance to really kind of watch football a little bit today. The Lions, Phil, one of those teams, 0-2, desperate for a win. They do not want to start 0-3 for the year. And guys, also, this is their first time they're playing here, their first game at home. Desperate team, first game at home. This game could be very physical.
Yeah, and the Broncos know that. That's something that they've talked about all week long is, hey, don't underestimate these guys. Head coach Gary Kubiak talked about, hey, last year this team had a very good Dallas Cowboys team beat in the playoffs. It's going to be a home atmosphere, electric atmosphere here. So the Broncos are fully aware of how big this game is for the Lions, and that means that it's a big game for the Broncos too.
Yeah, and Andrew, you've been beating the drum all week in terms of this run game. This is the chance for the Broncos offense to really kind of get it clicking. Let's play off of what Phil just said about being physical. Why not put it all together today? Just why not?
Yeah, ideally that's what you could do tonight. This is a Lions defense that has struggled to this point in the year. Of course, they lost Nick Fairley and Ndamukong Suh to free agency in the offseason. DeAndre Levy has been out, and without those three, the Lions defense has really struggled to find its form going forward. So I think it's an opportunity for the Broncos to not only get the running game going, but also get more consistency in the passing game, because even that has not always been efficient. You just want to get the offense on track, and hopefully tonight they can do it.
Yeah, and right now the Detroit Lions, 28th overall in running defense. Broncos, right now they're 18th in the league in third down. They want to work on that. They want to fix that. And we've talked about balance, how much that plays a role. But keeping this thing fun, being physical, C.J. Anderson knows, hey, guys, it's only been two games so far. They're getting better. They want to try and do that even more tonight.
I can see myself, and, you know, I wasn't myself. My mom had to call me and say, you know, you're just not having fun. I said, you know what, you're right. I told you absolutely right. So we're going to change that. I mean, I had a great day today out there on the field. I was laughing, being myself, joking around, and I'm just getting back to that.
Yeah, he's working hard. Ronnie's working hard. Juwan, I mean, they're all working hard. You know, like you say, when things aren't going the way you want them to, you know, you try to do something about it. You know, try to work through it, and that's what I see guys doing.
Everybody wants to do their job better this week in all phases. You know, that's been our goal all since the off season, is to try to keep improving. And so, you know, it's not one particular phase that we're trying to improve any more than the other. So everybody, you know, wants to play better. Everybody wants to execute better. And we got a tough test.
Man, she called me and was like, you're just not having fun. And it was just sitting there having a conversation. I'm like, my mom's right. As mad as I wanted to be wrong, she's right. You know, I go back and watch the two games on tape, and I just wasn't having fun. I wasn't being myself. The typical CJ that everybody loves to see. And that's gonna change. You know, you're already putting it on yourself, and then you're getting it from your coaches, and then you turn around, got to get it from your parents. that's how school goes. So that's how kind of worked for me.
C.J. Anderson, and moms just always have the answer sometimes, Phil.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, C.J. Anderson, I think he has something to prove here tonight. I think really the whole Broncos team feels like they may have something to prove here tonight. You know, you mentioned that the Lions are 0-2, but the Broncos, you know, Peyton Manning has said it over and over that, hey, sometimes around here it seems like we're 0-2. But really, the Broncos 2-0. And I think that tonight, you know, on a national stage, Sunday Night Football, it could be an excellent opportunity for them to get that ground game going, show everybody, hey, we can get this thing going. And also, like Mace said, be a little more consistent on offense with Peyton Manning throwing the ball, too.
Yeah, and they may be tied for 19th in the NFL points-wise, this Detroit Lions team. But they're putting up 22 a game. We're down here watching these guys warm up. Calvin Johnson just walked by. Now, they're not exactly the Green Bay Packers, but in terms of scoring points, they will score. They have weapons. And it starts, Andrew, with Matthew Stafford, who you know he can't wait to play his first home game.
Yeah, he's excited. I think he wants to get their offense a little bit back on track, given some of the consistency issues the Lions have had in the first two games. Just look at week one. They bolt out to a 21-3 lead over San Diego. And then the Chargers, you know, end up winning 30 and end up putting 33 on the board by the end of the day and coming back to beat them. So they want to get more consistency. And here's the thing. You got Calvin Johnson, you got Golden Tate, you have Eric Ebron, who's emerging as a threat on the inside. And Amir Abdullah, the rookie out of Nebraska, is really becoming an explosive player when he gets the football. That's the key thing. They're getting him in on kickoff returns. They're getting it to him out of the backfield in the passing game. They're going to get it to him on the ground. This is a team that has a lot of weapons, and if you focus too much on one of them, then one of the others is going to have a big day. Broncos defense will have its hands full tonight.
Yeah, and also Calvin Johnson, he is a big...
He's Megatron for a reason.
Yeah, exactly. And he in cleats, he looks even bigger. He was just out here stretching. The man is an absolute giant. It should be a lot of fun to watch the Broncos corners going up against Megatron, who he knows, despite even being on the injury report earlier in the week, his quarterback, Matt Stafford, he wasn't going to miss this game. He's playing in his home opener. Broncos, they know that.
You know, Matthew Stafford, I know he's having a tough year. He's only ninth in the league in passing at 266 yards a game. He's only been sacked twice. Only two quarterbacks have more touchdown passes than he does. One of them is Rodgers and the other one's Brady. So I hope we don't face too many quarterbacks that are having a bad year like that.
He's a tough quarterback. I mean, he's been that way his whole career. And even if he is banged up, he can sit back there and, you know, pick defenses apart. And we have to be sort of, you know, cognizant of that and being able to get pressure on him. We have to get pressure on him, but, you know, make him one-dimensional to make him, you know, make him pass the ball so we can get some pressure on him.
And I know he's tough because I saw him one game with a broken shoulder beating another team. So, I mean, the guy, you know, obviously we expect him to play, and I expect him to play well. He's a heck of a quarterback.
Again, Matt Stafford, he's a player. This team respects that. They respect him. They know that he will play tonight and try to get this offense going. Broncos trying to move to 3-0. We're about 90 minutes until kickoff. We have inactives coming any second. We'll go to break. We'll talk about who's in, who's out for this Broncos game. When we come back, this is the Broncos TV Live pregame show. See you in a minute.